The MIT Sloan Management Review Podcast, bringing you content directly from MIT Sloan Management Review, a print and electronic publication that evaluates and reports on new management research and ideas. Paying outside board members with equity grants is becoming increasingly popular. Unfortunately, new research suggests that it leads to companies with less socially responsible behavior. The Trouble with Stock Compensation, written by Yuval Deutsch and Mike Valente, excerpted here and read by Matt Robert Williams. File under Strategy. Using equity to compensate outside board members has become a popular practice. The theory goes that if directors are paid with stock, they will have a stronger incentive to protect the interest of shareholders. But does investor advocacy for a compensation scheme that aligns the interest of the board with those of shareholders usurp the interest of other constituencies, such as the environment or society at large, that may not have an obvious connection to the shareholder value creation? This question comes amid recent public outcry over business actions that have had a negative impact on societal and environmental interests, such as BP's oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico in 2010, or the 2008 financial crisis. Surprisingly, despite the growing prevalence of corporate social responsibility, CSR, in business over the past decade, the question of whether compensating the board with stock has any adverse impact on such responsibility remains largely unanswered. Our research set out to investigate the relationship between outside director compensation and corporate social performance. We looked at both social performance ratings and director compensation data for more than 1,100 U.S. public companies between the years 1998 and 2006. Our analysis produced some intriguing results. While companies in our sample with high levels of outside director stock compensation in a given year exhibited higher financial performance in later years, they also showed lower levels of responsibility to communities as measured by their charitable giving, relationships with indigenous peoples, community employment and economic development, and support for basic public services. A similar effect was evident with environmental performance, where companies with higher rates of outside director stock compensation later exhibited higher pollution levels, higher use of toxic and ozone-depleting chemicals, higher instances of environmental fines, lower use of recycled materials and alternative fuels, and higher revenues from products with environmentally destructive outcomes. Finally, companies with higher outside director stock compensation tended to perform less well on human rights measures in subsequent years and demonstrated greater involvement in sin industries: alcohol, tobacco, gambling, nuclear power, and firearms. What these findings suggest: paying outside directors with stock is an important and attractive tool to align the outside director's goals with those of shareholders. Yet, it also incentivizes them to ignore other stakeholders. What is more, history has shown that ignoring these seemingly irrelevant stakeholders can result in negative implications for the very interest of the shareholders these compensation arrangements were designed to protect. Because directors are responsible for multiple tasks, it is difficult to design incentive schemes that will motivate them to produce an optimal outcome. Our findings suggest that there is a need to investigate more creative compensation arrangements that better reflect the complexity associated with addressing multiple and oftentimes contradictory interests simultaneously. This segment is excerpted from The Trouble with Stock Compensation, written by Yuval Deutsch and Mike Valente, which appeared in the summer 2013 issue of MIT Sloan Management Review. To read more or get the full version of this article, please visit sloanreview.mit.edu.